If you're just tuning in, I've got Dusty and Michael off from Kill Matilda. They're sitting here talking about their latest album, I Want Revenge, right here on What Pink Sounds Like on CITR. You know, before the show ends, I gotta say, guys, what is next for Kill Matilda? What do you guys plan to do next with this album? What do you plan, if you're touring, you know, coming up? Any plans for new albums? What's happening?
So we're going to be making a couple music videos here in Vancouver to tour across Canada with to support our album, I Want Revenge. While we're here in Vancouver, we're also going to be focusing a lot on Vancouver Island, playing a lot of shows over there.
As well as Alberta.
And the rest of BC.
And seeing our friends here in Vancouver. We missed our friends, and we wanted to come and get some love, because when you're out there trying to prove yourself a lot of the time,
you're lonely.
You're lonely.
And
it gets hard when you experience...
And nobody knows you, really.
Negativity really hard. So
yeah.
You can't go and see your really supportive friends and have them give you the hug that you need.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
After a long day of killing zombies, you just need a hug.
Sometimes you just need a hug.
And a bottle of wine. So music videos, West Coast touring.
We got some secret things in the works that are going to be really exciting. So if they do come through, you'll hear about them for sure. Because
And if you don't, you'll never know. That it didn't work out.
Is there a website or a MySpace page or any page people can go to and check out what's happening next with you guys?
I recommend going to killmatilda.com. I do that page update that page myself, so it's not always like super updated, but from killmatilda.com you can access there are links to Facebook, MySpace, like Reverb Nation. There's links to everywhere, so it's a good starting point, killmatilda.com.
And from there you can buy our new album and our EP on iTunes, and that will really help us out a lot.
Buy it on iTunes, please.
Buy it for your mom, because you know what? We found out that moms love Kill Matilda.
I'm not even... Yeah, that's actually not even a joke. Like, you'd be surprised by the number of people's moms show up to our shows all the time.
Nice.
And then they take us home.
Sometimes
they're
French
dinner.
Moms and they don't even speak English.
Oh, yeah. They don't even...
Irene Dubay. Oh, my God. She gave me a scarf.
She's so nice.
She couldn't even communicate with me, but she was like, here, take it.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man. Cool stuff, guys. All right, so killmatilda.com. Go check it out, and of course, you guys will have to let me know of any upcoming stuff, and I can plug it to my listeners and let them know what is going on.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
In the future. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, guys.
Thank you.
Anything to add? Did you have one more thing to add?
No, I would take back what I was going to add.
Oh, all right.
thank you. You're so lovely.
Oh, thank you so much. I try. It's the feminism in me.
I drew a lot of little hearts while talking to you.
Aww.
She doesn't normally do that, so that's something
Oh,
good.
Wow. I get the heart approval. Thanks to Dusty and Michael from Kill Matilda, guys. More music coming up right after this quick message.
We'd like to take a moment to thank businesses who have made generous donations to FundDrive 2011. Thank you to Fortune Sound Club, Lotus Land Tattoo, and Sanitary Electric Tattoo Company for helping us continue to provide quality alternative programming from 2011 and into the future.
We'd also like to thank our volunteer sponsors, Bilo Foods and Ethical Beam, for keeping our volunteers sated and caffeinated.
We here at CITR cannot do without your support, so thank you. If you'd like to donate to CITR's Fund Drive 2011, call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648. Or go online to citr.ca/funddrive today. Get up, stand up.
Thank you.
Benvenuti. Welcome to Give Him the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. This is CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. And I have an hour of Italian music for you. Great to be here again today. That's Filippo Gambetta, La Luma Che Equilibrista, of course, my theme song about a snail. Even snails sound romantic in Italian. Today I have lots of music for you, including some Sicilian music, and I have an album by Sicilian singer-songwriter Carlo Muratori. In fact, the album is called Sicilia, and I'm going to start with the title track from that album. And he is a prolific songwriter, and actually I discovered him, well, I heard his name a couple of times around the traps, but also I had, there's a wonderful song, a traditional song which he does called Nun Ti Lasso, which was also done by Canadian-Italian Dominique Mancuso, and that's sort of where he said, I got this song from Carlo Muratori. So I checked out Carlo Muratori and have this wonderful CD called Sicily, and this is a track called Sicilia, and talking all about Sicily, but in the Sicilian language.
Li fura stare can Sicilia su, la vardono co grandi meraviglie. Dicono che non c'è na tutto mondo, un'isola che la nostra s'assemiglia, la conca d'oro a chi da cascia luci, sotto la neve munci bello ridi, spanni lo faro la soianca luci, l'ana può scorre a menso ali papiri. Sicilia, Sicilia, canta la pastorella. Sicilia, Sicilia, io canta fontanella. L'aria lo suo rincuno, l'arma di poesia. Sicilia, Sicilia, tu sei la pace mia. La di pipiti a una mattinata, c'ha zagara d'aranci e minnuliti, con la voce da duci e zuccherata, cantano come parrano gli ziti. Lo sole spunta tutta la campagna, d'oro zicchino pari raccamata, le picureddi sopra la montagna, brucano l'irbuzza imbarsamata. Sicilia, canta la pastorella. Sicilia, Sicilia, io con la fontanella. L'aria lo suo l'incono, l'arma di poesia. Sicilia, Sicilia, tu sei la pace mia. L'amore è un fuoco che non fa fai, perché c'ha l'arma cuva e non si vede, più capriccioso di li piccini, fanno sedere il ridere e soffrire, una picciutetta che ti voglio bene, solo in Sicilia tu la puoi trovare, il cuore affritto da amorosi beni, e da soltanto sapi consolare. Sicilia, canta la pastorella. Sicilia, Sicilia, io canta fontanella. L'aria lo soli incono, l'arma di poesia. Sicilia, Sicilia, tu sei la pace mia. Sicilia, Sicilia, canta la pastorella. Sicilia, Sicilia, io canta fontanella. L'aria lo soli incono, l'arma di poesia. Sicilia, Sicilia, tu sei la pace mia.
τα και γάβου του λουσούρι. Φαλού πικάριτα, φαλού καλάρι. Fallo pele povere giornatari, tu non lo fari no, pilo patrone. Fallo pele poveri giornatari. Si dice ore stari alla boccone, le rene si li mangiano le cane, il giù si vive vino alla mozione, a noi ne duna l'acqua di vagione, un si tenno a moccio le ame, un si tenno a moggio le ame.
Sono stanco però, no, non posso restare tutta quanta la notte a parlare del mare, la luna e le stelle che mi guardano dal cielo e mi fanno venire uno strano dolore. Non riesco a dormire e nemmeno a pensare. Non è che sono triste però, no, non posso restare a guardarti i capelli che come onde del mare mi portano via ed io mi lascio cullare. I tuoi occhi raccontano cose lontane che non riesco a capire e non so spiegare. Devo andare, oh, il lavoro si fa sempre più duro, ma so che serve davvero. E poi a me tu mi dici che l'amore da solo non fa felice. Affacciano a Roselle e dice no, e s'affacciano a Buchelle e dice no. Se io fossi intelligente parlerei con tanta gente, ma ritornerei da te. E s'affacciano a Roselle e dice no, e s'affacciano a Buchelle e dice no. Se io fossi più importante ti terrei per ogni istante in braccio a me. Però lo sai che devo andare, partire e rincorrere i sogni che non mi fanno dormire. Invece a me mi basterebbe di starti vicino e tenerti per mano come fossi un bambino. Che sono stanco, però no, non posso restare tutta quanta la notte a parlare del mare, del cielo, le stelle e di tutti i pensieri che tengo rinchiusi qui dentro il mio cuore e che mi fanno morire ma senza rumore.
Harry Jerome was born in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan in 1940 and was raised in North Vancouver. Jerome set the standard for the world's fastest man and went on to win a bronze medal at the 1964 Olympics after suffering a career-threatening injury. But his comeback wasn't the only challenge he rose against. Jerome was an outspoken critic of the way African Canadians were misrepresented in Canadian media and fought to remove wage discrimination barriers. He questioned the lack of black catalog models and clerks in major department stores. Jerome not only revolutionized the sport of track and field, but was also named BC's Athlete of the Century and received the Order of Canada. Today, there is a statue in his honor along the seawall in Stanley Park.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Bentornati a Given the Boot, sono Linda Bull e abbiamo sentito un po' di musica del Sud Italia stamattina, ancora un pezzo della Sicilia di Carlo Muratori, proprio dal suo disco che si chiama Sicily, e il pezzo Sicilia, che è un pezzo non scritto da lui, ma comunque tutti i pezzi sono arrangiati da lui. Grillo e Patagna sono i compositori di Sicilia, quel pezzo lì. Lui interpreta anche delle canzoni e dei brani tradizionali molto conosciuti, sono brani siciliani tipo Ciurri Ciurri, anche Mi Voto e Mi Rivoto, che è Rosa Balestreri, che poi è la signora, la voce che abbiamo ascoltato subito dopo Carlo Muratori con un suo pezzo che Auto Lusuli, dal suo disco Amori Tu Lo Sai La Vita. Rosa Balestreri ovviamente la voce più conosciuta della Sicilia, e lui interpreta tantissimi pezzi che anche lei ha cantato, tra cui un pezzo che sembra dedicata proprio a lei, adesso non so se lo trovo, ecco, di Rosa, proprio è scritta da lei, Rosa canta e conta. Quindi Carlo Muratori, io vi consiglio di andare sul suo sito carlomuratori.it per saperne di più. Lui è un cantautore ma anche uno studioso di tradizioni popolari, è di Siracusa, vive nella sua città natale, ed è un personaggio molto molto interessante. Abbiamo sentito anche adesso Sergio Laccone, che è un musicista originariamente di Bari. Io non sapevo nulla di lui, però mi è stato mandato un suo disco da una casa discografica gestita da un cantante, diciamo che è italo-canadese-francese, si chiama Marco Cagliari, e lui gestisce anche una casa editrice, casa discografica, distribuisce alcuni dischi di alcuni musicisti italiani, tra cui Sergio Laccone, e mi è arrivato questo disco bellissimo, Il Ritorno degli Eroi si chiama, e ho fatto sentire il pezzo Devo Andare, che è un pezzo scritto proprio da lui. Lui suona la chitarra, le chitarre e anche le percussioni, ed è lui che canta, una bellissima voce. Poi, facendo un po' di ricerca, mi sono resa conto che c'è una cosa interessante. Vabbè, lui ha fondato la sua prima band nel 1983 e ha partecipato in un programma che si chiama Quelli della Notte di Renzo Arbore nell'85, dopodiché è ha ottenuto un contratto discografico con la Bubble Record. Comunque, con una collaborazione con l'autore Pasquale Pannella, con i testi, e lui scrivendo la musica, e invece Pannella i testi, hanno composto una canzone nient'altro che Felici, che Mina ha interpretato nel suo album Ti conosco mascherina. Molto bello, cioè il fatto che hanno scritto qualcosa che ha interpretato Mina. Quindi stiamo parlando di musica di alto livello. Collabora anche con Sergio Cammariere e anche Roberto De Simone, Pino Donaggio. E magari, se ho tempo, farò sentire un altro pezzo di Sergio Laccone. Ma lui è di Bari ed è un cantante tenore, anche un cantautore, e suona un sacco di strumenti, tra cui chitarra, percussione, ma anche tastiere. Adesso pubblicato 3 dischi da solista, che sono distribuiti internazionalmente, anche qui in Canada. Quindi, se vi piace questo tipo di musica, potete andare sul sito, credo, di Marco Cagliari, e così magari ottenere il suo disco o i suoi dischi. Ma comunque lui ha un suo sito che si chiama www.laccone.com. Allora, adesso andiamo invece ad un altro po' di musica da amici miei, gli Acustimantico. Sono romani e la voce bellissima della cantante e della mia amica Raffa Missiti. Sentiamo Distanza degli Acustimantico.
A nord il bagliore di un faro, siepe liquida, ad ovest un angelo scuro, a oriente una luce minima, e poi più niente. Distanza, pagina letta a distanza.
to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Simone Guiducci Grammalot Ensemble from an album way back in 1996 called Charivari, and the track is Fleur d'Ennui. Interestingly enough, I remember seeing the name of that album, Charivari, and I thought it was very weird because actually that is the name of a type of experience or event that happens in Louisiana where all of these musicians show up at the home of a newlywed couple in the middle of the night and basically play music outside their house until they let them in. Keep them awake unless they're going to let them in and let them play and feed them and give them something to drink. Interesting, but that's a great album with the Grammalot Ensemble, the sort of first version of the Grammalot Ensemble, and Simone Guiducci, guitarist from Mantova, born in Turin but lived most of his life in the area around Mantova. And there's a brand new album out that I haven't received yet, but I'm sure it's in the mail by the Grammalot Ensemble, and it's called That's All Folks. It's got rave reviews, actually, in the Italian Jazz Press, so as soon as I get it, I'll make sure I program some music here on Give 'Em the Boot. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm always here from 2 to 3 on a Tuesday to play Italian music of all sorts for you. Today's been a bit of a mix of jazz and also Italian folk music from the likes of Sicilian and Southern Italian singers and singer-songwriters. Before Simone Guiducci, we heard from a wonderful duo of a guitarist based in Sardinia, Marcello Peghin, who was well known for working with people like Enzo Favata and Franca Masu. But in this album, he finds himself doubled up with bandoneon player from Le Marche region, Daniele Di Bonaventura, who is no stranger to Sardinia or to Corsica, actually. He plays with the Corsican vocal group Affiletta quite often. And a wonderful album they just put out, Mistico Mediterraneo, together with the Sardinian trumpeter Paolo Fresu. Also, I know that Daniele has an album of his own compositions for bandoneon with a string quartet, and it's called Sine Nomine. Check out everything to do with Daniele Di Bonaventura at his website. I am a huge fan of his playing. He's probably the best-known Italian bandoneon player. Also great pianist and great composer. And we heard from Acustimantico from their album Santa Isabel, the track called Distanza with the beautiful voice of Raffaella Misiti. And I want to play now for you a track from a group, a trio of guitarists from, I think they're all based in Rome, and they're called Guitar Republic. And Pino Forestiere is the guy in the band that I know. He is a wonderful acoustic guitarist. He does sort of like advanced acoustic guitar technique. And these guys have gotten together. They put an album out on Candy Rat Records called Guitar Republic. And it's a solo, duo, and trio album with Sergio Altamura, Stefano Barone, and Pino Forestiere. So they do a bit of everything, sort of experimental, electronic, rock, improv, Mediterranean sounds and rhythms. It's very cool. It's a new project that puts these guys together, and they'll be coming to Vancouver, actually, very, very soon. On the 4th of March, they're doing a show at the Capilano Theatre, which is now called something like the North Shore Credit Union Theatre or something like that. But just think of it as CAP. Go to Capilano University's website. You can go to the theatre page and you can buy your tickets online. It's also proudly being supported by myself. I've seen Pino play recently, actually the year before last. He came to town with the International Guitar Night crew and really blew the crowd away with his technique, and he's really wonderful, very funny, and a great guy. So I'm looking forward to seeing him again and hearing the trio Guitar Republic. And for your listening pleasure today, I have the track which pretty much made them really famous. It went viral on YouTube. It's a video of them playing. You can go and check it out. It's called Funky Sex Republic. This is Guitar Republic. We'll be right back.
feel the joie de vivre and chase away the last gray days of winter at the Festival du Bois, March 3rd and 4th at Mackin Park, Mayotteville, in Coquitlam. The Festival du Bois happens every year on the first weekend of March and is a relaxed and unique atmosphere of a village party. Adults can let go to the sounds of folk, Celtic, and world music, and children will delight in entertainment created just for them. Everyone gets a chance to enjoy great original French-Canadian food, and best of all, it's an event for the entire family. For more information, visit the website festivaldubois.ca.
Amore mio, Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?